Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Prime Minister has pledged to provide an additional $100 million in military support to Ukraine. Anthony Albanese has met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, also visiting a number of war-ravaged towns near the capital. The latest aid package will include 14 armoured personnel carriers and 20 bushmasters. A three-year-old boy has spent the night in Perth Children's Hospital with serious injuries after being hit by an SUV in Innaloo in Perth's north. It happened in the driveway of an apartment complex on Windell Street around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Witnesses or anyone with mobile phone or dashcam footage should contact Crime Stoppers. Large parts of Sydney remain on high alert with around 70 flood evacuation orders in place. More than 100 millimetres of rain has been recorded in the Greater Sydney, Illawarra and Hunter regions overnight. More wet weather and strong winds are forecast for the next 24 to 48 hours. And airport chaos could be a thing of the past with proof of vaccination to be scrapped from Wednesday. Incoming travellers will no longer have to prove their COVID vaccination status. Australia's Federation of Travel Agents, Dean Long, says it'll build even more confidence in the travel industry.
There's about 4.5 billion people in the world that are fully vaccinated, and only 70% of those in the US, and that's a pretty similar rate in the UK, and there are two major source markets at the moment, so it really does open up those markets.
In sport, the Dockers have cemented themselves in the top four, surviving a late surge from Port Adelaide at Optus Stadium yesterday, winning by 8 points. Coach Justin Longmuir says they played some of their best footy, but need to get the balance right.
We lost contests and just lost our way for a period there. And then I thought we dug in pretty well. And I got lucky with a few missed shots in that last little period. But yeah, there's a lot to like.
While West Coast went down to Richmond by 35 points yesterday.
Listener.